On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. Just then, in front of him, there was a man who had edema. And Jesus asked the experts in the law and the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to cure people on the Sabbath or not?" But they were silent. So Jesus took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "If one of you had a child or an ox that has fallen into a well, will you not immediately pull it out on the Sabbath day?" And they could not reply to this. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. "When you're invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, 'Give this person your place,' and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you're invited, go and sit down at the lowest place so that when your guest comes, he may say to your friend, 'Move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." And he said also to one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers and sisters or your relatives or your rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the word of the Lord. I wonder when Luke is going to stop talking about hypocrisy. It doesn't appear that he's slowing down. He started several chapters ago, and he used Pharisees as a model for how not to live the Christian life. And Pharisees were like the religious leaders. Pharisees were looked up to as ones who should be in the know. And when Jesus says, "No, it's just the opposite. Don't be like them at all." That was quite a shock. Because they were hypocrites. Now, hypocrisy is where one says they believe, but then their actions reflect something different, as though they don't believe, like the Pharisees. To be greedy is hypocrisy. To be worried is hypocrisy. To act like you are above others and want to separate yourselves from them is hypocrisy. To judge others is hypocrisy. To try and control other people is hypocrisy. To choose the religious institution over people is hypocrisy. And now Luke appears to be trying to sum it up by saying basically what the Pharisees lack, and the reason the Pharisees are way off and not to be followed, is that they lack humility. And Luke inserts this huge statement, shocking statement. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. I know Jesus is talking to God's people in this text. Luke was written to the people of God. But these words are for all people. This is the way God created the heavens and the earth to be. This is how we are to live, no matter what we believe. Whoever exalts themselves will be humbled. And whoever humbles themselves will be exalted. And then Luke gives us, through parable, through action, through healing, through the work and words of Jesus, four lessons in humility. The first, he observes that the Pharisees are watching Jesus closely. Now you know they're not watching Jesus to see how it's done. They're watching Jesus to try and catch him in a mistake. They're watching Jesus to see if he will do something that is against their tradition. And that's why Jesus is so worried looking at them when he's going to heal on the Sabbath. And of course, that's not according to their tradition. But he turns it upside down on them so they don't have anything to say. But the lesson is that if we walk around with a critical spirit, looking at other people, not looking for a way to, well, learn how to do something, but instead a way to criticize someone else, to catch them when they're wrong, to over-evaluate. That's a sign that we lack humility and we're like Pharisees and we're on the wrong track. The second lesson is a repeat. The second lesson is that there is this obvious person, very right there, and he's got this skin disease. It's an edema. It's painful. It causes their skin to swell up and just be very irritated. And they need healing. Now, the Pharisees saw this person even before Jesus did, and the Pharisees failed to notice. Now, that's a repeat, because we had the same story in the last chapter about a woman who was bent over for 18 years, and the Pharisees missed that one too. And then they really got upset when Jesus healed her on the Sabbath. But this time, Jesus healed this man, and they didn't have anything to say. But the lesson in humility is that if we, through our daily lives, fail to notice when someone is hurting, fail to notice when someone needs help, we miss someone who's obviously in need. It's because we lack humility. Lesson number three. Jesus notices at this banquet that people are clamoring for the place of honor. It was an honor to sit at the banqueting table next to the host. But Jesus instructs them, using a parable, don't do that. Don't seek it. Don't try to gain the place of honor. Pretty common. Most of us want that. Most of us are looking around saying, where can I find a place where I can gain some recognition, attention? It's pretty common. But Jesus says, don't do that. Don't seek the position of status. I'm reminded of President James Garfield. Back in 1880, he was in the House of Representatives, and he was just admired by both parties. And so they asked him, it's time for you to be the president. He said, no, I don't think so. And he resisted. Finally, they, just as a compromise, said, well, now you have to. And as he ran, he kind of shrugged his shoulders running, saying, I really don't want this. You don't have to vote for me. I don't need to be the president. But he got elected. That's kind of what Jesus is saying. Do it that way. Don't seek the place of honor. But if they force you, then serve well. Of course, the greatest tragedy was James Garfield was probably one of the finest human beings and the most well-educated and clearly able. And then he was assassinated 2 months after he was elected. But the lesson in humility is do not seek the place of honor. Lesson number four. Where in this story, there are people, well, at the banquet, and there's the host who is hosting the banquet. And Jesus said to the host, next time you throw a banquet, don't invite people who can invite you back. In other words, don't make life transactional. We're called to love our neighbor. We're called to serve. We're called to be kind. And somehow we've gotten into this idea that if I'm kind, if I do something nice for someone else, I expect a reward. It's got to be transactional. And Jesus said, no, it's not. It's not how it works. Because if we expect that others are supposed to do something for us because we've been so kind to them, it might be because, well, it is because we lack humility. Now, these lessons in humility are not small potatoes. They are major. Humility is considered the absolute essential ingredient, not only for life, but certainly to live a life of faith. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, God is speaking again, and God's saying, if my people will humble themselves. The key is if they will humble themselves. And the whole Christian life is meant to transform us to be like Jesus. And we all know that the main characteristic of Jesus was his humility. Philippians 2 highlights that. It says he humbled himself even to a cross. That if we are to live this life of faith, humility has to be part of it. If not, we're just Pharisees. And we will be humbled. Dietrich Bonhoeffer lived in a time when people had forgotten to be humble as well. Certainly in our world, it's everywhere. It was in Jesus' world. Failing to acknowledge God as God and forgetting that we are always to never seek a place of honor. Always notice when people are in need. We're always supposed to be kind, non-judgmental, don't criticize each other. That to be humble is the way. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer hammered away on that as well and said, if we are not humble, then we're making a mockery of this tremendous gift of salvation that God has given us. We're acting as though, well, God will love us anyway, so we really don't have to humble ourselves. Now, it's true, God will love us anyway. But it's also true that we have to humble ourselves. Because the consequences, if not here, will be for eternity. It's really clear. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled. And those who humble themselves will be exalted.